You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions. We're once again recording at Nutmeg with our engineer, Frank Verderosa.
We are.
Colossal Obsessions.
I'm transfixed by your legs. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I hope you won't mind me being distracted during the show.
Yeah, I shaved them and rubbed lotion on them.
What kind of lotion?
Yeah, I kind of look like Mary Tyler Moore.
Really?
When she used to
Richard Diamond?
Yes.
That's exactly what I was just thinking.
Yes.
Do you nair them? Do you put like a depilatory?
No, I put those up my ass, the depilatory. Yeah.
You know, this is embarrassing, but my wife thinks I have beautiful legs.
Oh, yes?
Yeah. Does Dara feel the same way?
Yeah, she likes your legs very much.
Set you up.
Yeah.
Your socks have their own fan club.
My socks have gotten a lot of attention. All right, Gilly.
Okay.
No Paul Rayburn this week.
No, well, I don't think we can continue the show without him.
Paul is off. Where is Paul? He's on summer vacation.
We missed him horribly.
He earned it, don't you think?
Yeah. And I think he's still looking for the answer to a question I asked him.
About murders in the room, Mark?
Yes. And I asked him that on the first show. Yeah.
Hang on, guys. I'm going to look up where Paul went for his vacation.
That's funny. Paul is at the fishing hole. So we're going to forge ahead without him. We're going to soldier on. Now, last week, we did a Patreon episode. We have offered these premiums on Patreon where fans can... People are always writing on social media, hey, why don't you do this show? Why don't you do this idea or this theme show? So we give people an opportunity to actually produce a show. Last week we did. We did 70s disaster movies.
Yeah.
Which was a Patreon patron suggesting. And we have another feature on Patreon, which is called Gilbert Sings Your Requests.
Ah,
so people are actually donating small amounts for the right to donate to request a song.
Yes.
For you to mangle, it actually says on the on the site. And we got some requests. In fact, I'm going to start with a patron named Robert Schleuter or Schluter.
That sounds like a Jerry Lewis word.
Robert Schleuter.
Yeah, Mr. Schleuter. I'll miss the Schleuter.
Robert Schluter says any song he sings gets mangled. I would actually donate more to the podcast if he would stop singing.
Yes.
So, but he's in the minority. So let's see. Kelly M. Kelly M., who obviously did not want to reveal their last name. You can understand why. I think I'm willing to risk listening to one of these songs ruined for me forever. I kid, really, in spite of what happened with MacArthur Park. So Kelly requested three songs.
Yes.
And I think you know all of them.
Yes.
And the first one is a 70s hit called Dreamweaver.
Okay, I know it, but I don't know it that well. So you'll have to forgive me if it's not as good.
You really have to issue a disclaimer about your...
Yes.
This, a little background.
This is a cold reading that I'm doing now.
Gary Wright was the artist, and this song charted in 1975. It went all the way to number 2 on the Billboard charts, inspired by, of all people, do you know?
I think was this George Harrison?
Very good.
Because that whole beginning part, ding, ding, ding,
I was not going, it was inspired by George Harrison. It came to inspired by Autobiography of a Yogi, a book which was given to him by George Harrison. So there you go. And they were,
hey Yogi. Hey, boo-boo.
Only you could sneak a Hanna-Barbera reference into a Gary Wright, George Harrison conversation. Anyway, they were friends, and we'll talk a little bit about the song after you favor us. So what do you think? Frankie?
I think I'm ready.
Big intro.
Ah, jeez.
Not the original, obviously.
Yes. Someone has to point to me when it's the singing. I just closed my eyes again. Climbed aboard the Dreamweaver train.
So what?
Try to take away my worries of today. And leave tomorrow behind. Oh, Dreamweaver. Get me through the night. Dreamweaver, I believe we can reach the morning light. Fly me high through the starry sky.
No Jerry. There's no Jerry version of this.
Oh, Dreamweaver. I believe we can reach the morning light. Through the dawn, maybe coming soon. There still may be some time.
It's my favorite part.
Fly away to the bright side of the moon and meet me on the other side. Oh, Dreamweaver.
If we play any more, we have to pay.
Yes. So that's the reason I was cut off.
That was a thing of beauty.
Yes.
just a little bit of trivia about Dreamweaver. I thought you'd like this. The song and its keyboard intro, according to Wes Craven, inspired the concept behind A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Wow.
Isn't that pretty cool?
That is.
That's what I found. Also used in the movie, The People versus Larry Flint, written by our friends Larry and Scott. It was used in Daddy Daycare.
Oh.
Toy Story. Were you in Daddy Daycare?
No, that was the one I should have been in.
Everybody.
That looks like a Gilbert Gottfried.
It does. It really does. Yeah. Toy Story 3, it was used in one of the Ice Age movies. And lastly, it is featured prominently in the gay love story film Trick.
Yes, I'm in.
Were you in that one?
Yes.
You and Lindsey Graham.
I think you're missing a big one.
Which one?
Wayne's World.
Yes, Wayne's World. Yes, I have it here. I glossed over that. Wayne's World, 92, re-recorded version by Wright, appears in the, and also in the 2016 movie Ghost Team. I believe our pal Tom Sharpling has a Gary Wright story.
Ah.
So our listeners should refer. So here is another request, also by Kelly. Kelly is really a glutton for punishment.
Yes.
let's go to song two. I think this is a person we've never actually maligned on the show, or someone whose work we've really never taken the piss out of, as the Brits like to say. What do you say, Frankie? You have this one?
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy. Sunshine in my eyes can make me cry.
Hey, you're a couple of bars off. Stand by.
You're a few bars off.
Sunshine on the water looks so lovely.
You gotta sew it together, Frank.
Sunshine always makes me high.
You can catch up here. Here's the bridge.
Nope, not yet. One, two, three, four.
If I had a day I'd give to you the day just like today.
Oh, Lord.
If I had a song to sing to you, I'd sing a song to make you feel this way. If I had a tale that I could tell you, I'd tell a tale sure to make you smile. If I had a wish that I could wish for you, I'd make a wish for sunshine all the while. Sunshine on my shoulders makes me happy.
Where is he, Frank? Is he anywhere close?
What I don't understand is how he was a full thing behind and then somehow caught up to the chorus. That's like some Einstein-level timing.
Oh, insert your own John Denver rolling in his grave remarks here. Oh,
he's
well.
He's not rolling in his grave. He came out, got in a plane, and crashed it.
Crashed again. I don't know what that was. That was fascinating.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And now back to the show.
Let's see. One more from Kelly M. And let me talk a little bit about Sunshine on My Shoulders. Written in, released October 22nd, 1973. Here's a fun little piece about this song that you'll like. Well, first of all, Frank Owens was the piano player, and this is good trivia. He was David Letterman's original band leader in the morning show.
Oh.
Before Paul Schaefer, which I loved. Andy Williams covered it. It's used in a Simpsons episode from 1994. But here's one for you, Gil. This is a late 90s internet rumor. John Denver was alleged to be a former CIA sniper. And had a technique of distracting his quarry by using a pocket mirror to reflect sunlight onto the target's shoulders before delivering the kill shot.
That's good.
Isn't that inventive?
See, because I was going to interrupt for a second because this was also, there was a rumor that Mr. Rogers was a sniper in the Army.
Seriously?
Yeah. That Mr. Rogers.
And Chuck Barris was a hitman.
Oh, yeah. For the CIA. But Chuck Barris invented that one himself.
Right.
But there was a big rumor going around that, like, Mr. Rogers was really like one of these cold blooded snipers.
Fred Rogers.
Yeah.
Did he wear the sweater?
Yeah. When he's climbed into the foxhole, change his shoes.
Mr. McFeely.
Yeah.
This song also apparently inspired a made-for-television movie called Sunshine, which aired on NBC in 1973, starring Cliff D. Young. Do you know that actor?
Oh, yeah. Cliff? Now,
Cliff D. Young.
Cliff.
And Andy Albums, Andy Williams covered it. We said that. Carly Rae Jepsen covered it.
I picture Cliff.
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 Cliff Van Cleef.
Yes. Cliff D. Young's face in my head.
He's kind of a Barry Bostwick type.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, and what was he in?
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of those actors.
He was in Sunshine.
Ah, okay.
Now the fans are yelling, you idiots. They're giving us the cinema of Cliff D. Young. Anyway, I thought you like that stuff. You like those bullshit rumors. So I thought you'd go for that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, they not only made him a CIA sniper, they worked the song in.
Okay, here's another rumor.
Go ahead.
This is a great rumor.
Okay, I'm game.
It was going around for a while that Kelly McGillis.
Yes.
One time.
Who turns up in your act.
Yes. One time Kelly McGillis showed up on a movie set and they had to spend like an extra hour applying makeup because she had two black eyes and bruises all over her face. And according to the rumor circulating, it's never been proven, but when has that stopped me?
That's what this show's built on.
Yes. Is at the time Kelly McGillis was going out with Jodie Foster.
Okay.
And Kelly McGillis cheated with Whitney Houston.
I'm sure she did.
And Jodie Foster found out about it and kicked the shit out of Kelly McGillis.
Where did you hear this?
Oh, very reliable sources.
This was...
You know, we needed a new story for the
That's
show.
A new
We've
one.
Worn the old ones out.
That's a new one. We should do. We'll do a whole mini episode someday about these stories.
And then I think sometimes Jodie Foster would lie under a glass coffee table, and Kelly McGillis would drink extra prune juice.
Okay, let's get to song three.
This one also. I'm not. Not one of, none of these three am I. Okay.
Are you entirely familiar with?
No.
While this song may have gone to number one,
yes.
Here's what it sounds like as number two.
Oh, that was nicely done. Wow. Frankie getting a good one in. Yes, written by Robert Zimmerman.
Yes.
From Minnesota.
Jew.
This might come as a surprise to yes.
Frank beat you to it. Yes, I think.
See, because there are a couple of Irish Zimmermans that I
really
met over
the, Seamus yes. Zimmerman.
Yes.
It was written by Bob Dylan and recorded during the Basement Tape sessions in 1967, but first released in January 1968 by
Come on, within.
Now let's hear Floyd the Barber.
Oh, yes. I can't come out with you're not going to see nothing like the mighty Quinn.
I'm hearkening back for those that don't remember or know to a Gilbert.
I still do that
a Gilbert
one.
Bit of
yeah,
Floyd the
you're
Barber.
Talking about it. When you say to me, that bit you used to do.
Yes.
I'll go. I
right. Still
just,
do it.
I just did that 15 minutes ago.
What's the bit called? You do it at Caroline's this week?
Yes.
Bob Dylan.
It's called Bob Dylan Talking to
Floyd the
Barber.
One of my favorites yes. from the old days. Dylan is widely believed to have derived the title character from actor Anthony Quinn's role as an Eskimo in a movie called The Savage Innocents.
Yeah, I remember where he played Quinn the Eskimo.
There you go.
Well, no, he was Quinn.
Quinn the Eskimo. But,
yes.
Right, in real life. The trivia never stops here. Okay.
Do you know I was on... Could somebody turn down this
the mic?
My mic is too loud.
Gilbert's now saying he's too loud for himself.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's a first. Yeah, I did an episode of, Bill Maher's show...
Mm-hmm.
Politically incorrect. And I was on with Anthony Quinn.
No shit. You
yeah.
never told me that.
Yeah, I was on with Anthony Quinn and...
Did you ask him to do the podcast?
Well, and he said yes, and I said, let's wait on him. He's only 97.
That was right.
Yeah. And Anthony Quinn, like, knocked up some 19-year-old girl.
Good Lord.
He was in his 90s. She was 19. He knocked her up and got her. Yeah, he knocked her up and got her pregnant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's kind of redundant. Yeah. Yeah.
Did he do it with his penis?
Yes. And at the end of the show, we're backstage, and Anthony Quinn throws his arms around me.
How nice.
Yeah.
Wow. You never shared that with me.
Yeah. And the woman who was the producer of this show, she was like in shock.
Sue Fellows?
I don't remember now. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
She was in shock. She went white, and she goes, I can't believe this. You and Anthony Quinn are hugging like brothers.
Yeah, I wish you had a picture.
We should have.
That's great stuff. You want to take a shot at mangling this one?
Yes.
Okay, for our friend Kelly M. What do you think, Frankie? A karaoke version?
Let me make one real quick. Okay, here we go.
Go ahead, Gil. Not bad so far.
Everybody's building ships and boats.
I spoke too soon.
Some are building monuments.
Others jotting down notes.
Others jotting down notes. Everybody's in despair. Every girl and boy. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna come on with it.
Got that part.
You'll not see nothing. The mighty Quinn.
You know, Frank, I don't think the break we took helped.
Yeah, I don't think that mattered.
You know what? The beginning, actually, I was singing along with them singing.
You were good.
As soon as
they dropped out, you got lost.
Oh, yeah.
One more.
Yeah.
What do you say? I love that Anthony Quinn story.
Yeah.
Let's see. Eric M. Ryan, our friend.
And Anthony Quinn said to me when he first came out to L.A., he used to, visit the Hillcrest Country Club.
Oh, really?
And he'd sit there with all the old Jew comics. He said how what a thrill. Anthony Quinn would be sitting with Groucho and Jack Benny and George Burns and Milton Berle.
And people think he was Greek because he played that part.
Yes.
actually Irish and Mexican.
Yeah.
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 Interesting actor. Okay, here's the last one. And this is a song that I adore, so this one's going to hit me hard personally. Composed by songwriter Tony Romeo in 1970. It was released on August 22nd, 1970. A big hit, a number one hit we had a guest on this podcast that is pretending to play on this song.
Oh, yeah.
See if you can guess who it was. He was acting playing, but he wasn't actually playing an instrument and he wasn't actually singing. The real music was provided by Hal Blaine and Tommy Tedesco and the Wrecking Crew. Anyway, here's the song. Everybody, sharp-eared listeners will already know what I'm talking about. Frankie?
Here we go.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking on my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
You're late.
I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. And
right now, so I decided to myself, I'll hide to myself and never talk about it.
Chorus!
And I yes, yes, I think I love you.
Go, chorus.
I want you. Oh.
Chorus.
Okay, and never talk about it.
No.
And what? You wrecked me in the middle of it.
Keep going.
I can't work like this.
Oh, my God. You had it for about the, what did he have, Frank? The first six notes?
I think for solid 5 or 6 notes. Yeah.
And of course, you were talking about Danny Bonaducci.
Very good.
But, and I asked Danny Bonaducci if it was true, and he said yes, that David Cassidy, at the height of his teeny bopper status.
Yeah, where might you be going with this?
Yeah, he would leave his house. Walk outside his house, and he had a big fence around it.
Yes.
And there'd be like thousands of girls around the fence, you know, shaking the fence. And he would go out casually, unzip, stick his dick through the fence, David Cassidy, and girls would leap on it like rabid dogs.
Yeah. Really? Like yeah. Cujo?
Yes, yes.
Now, could this be another one of those showbiz rumors that was just started by somebody who knows him?
Yeah, Danny Bonaducci confirmed it. And
confirmed
we know how
it.
A reliable
yes,
Danny
it's
Bonaducci.
Reliable
many people
source.
Know, but that is the original cockfight.
Wow. I Think I Love You trivia was covered by a band called Less Than Jake. You'll like this. It was covered by a band called Clam Abuse.
Oh, that sounds like a lesbian porn.
You open
yes.
for them?
Yes.
You know who was right behind the Billboard charts on Less Than Jake?
Who's that?
Jake.
What are you, stealing Norm MacDonald's
act? That's such a great bit.
Jerry O'Connell sings the song in the movie Scream 2, and in the movie Trainwreck, Amy Schumer and the Knicks City Dancers perform. Here's a little Partridge Family trivia I found, and I don't know if this is bullshit, too. But according to what I read, David Cassidy was so burned out, possibly from...
Oh, yes.
from women attacking his Johnson like yeah. a rabid dog.
Sometimes they'd attack his Nixon, sometimes...
Yes, his Carter.
His Reagan.
That for the fourth season, Rick Springfield was rumored to take over as Keith Partridge.
Oh!
Have you heard that?
Oh, no.
Think that's bullshit, too?
I don't care.
It could be.
I'll spread it.
It could be.
If they could just put in that he pulled his dick out and that the guy, what was the guy who played Mr. Kincaid?
Rob, Dave Madden.
Yes. That
yeah,
Dave
Reuben
Madden
Kincaid.
Used to shit on a glass coffee table.
With Kelly McGillis.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So that's it for the first episode of Gilbert Sings Your Requests. You were a little off, but
yeah.
you really impressed me on the first one, on Dreamweaver.
These were old songs I wasn't all that familiar with.
Okay. Well, as they pour
in. I mean, I remember them.
As they pour in, you're going to be able to be more selective.
Yes.
All right. You want to take us out? I'm exhausted.
Okay. This has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
Somebody else suggested I'm your boogeyman, by the way. Would you have been better off with that one?
I'd have to hear it again.
Okay.
That's all
yeah.
I know.
Because listening to them really helps. It really helps. Yeah. See you next time.
Sessions.